This is Billy Brim, and I'm sitting here looking out my window over the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, as the people call it here, over into the hills of the Golan. We've had a wonderful, magnificent trip. We have people here on this trip from all across the U.S., from Australia, Lithuania, Tanzania, and Canada. In fact, right now, they're being baptized in the Sea of Galilee by a pastor from Tanzania. It's a wonderful, wonderful trip. There were already 41 of you online when I came on, and 41 states identified themselves. And I also have Belgium, Ontario, Toronto, the UK. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to talk to you from Israel. What a trip we have had so far. Now, some of you may be kind of wondering about us because of what's happened in Gaza. On Tuesday, there were fired 4 barrages of mortar fire at southern Israel from the Gaza Strip. Tuesday was a day of rockets and mortar fire. They fired 180. An Iron Dome, Israeli Iron Dome, intercepted one projectile. Now, they can tell, the women, really, who are the best, they say, at determining whether or not a mortar is going to hit Israel, only releases an Iron Dome when they see that it's going to hit a populated area. And so most of what was shot over did not hit anything populated. And this is really something that's been going on for decades. The Israeli Defense Force, that's what IDF stands for, in the nighttime struck. They made 65 airstrikes, and they wiped out a lot of military targets that the Hamas had. The rocket and mortar fire from Gaza has ceased right now because of these significant strikes that the IDF carried out overnight. Israel now is responding both on the Syrian border and on the Gaza border with force and determination, and it's stopping things. We're a long way from where this Gaza Strip is. The Gaza Strip is 4 miles wide, 20 miles long, and it's down on the Mediterranean coast right next to Egypt. We are now, that's southern, very southern Israel. We are now in the north. We are in the Galilee. We are in Tiberias. And today we went to Christian sites, wonderful sites. You might be thinking about it. I think I'm going to come back in March. So you might be thinking that you want to come back with us. There's some things that I learned when I was up at Ariel about this amazing intelligence coup that the Mossad carried out the first of the year in Tehran, in a suburb of Tehran. They uncovered a data trove of Iran's nuclear secrets, nuclear records that was warehoused, and they got out of that warehouse with 1,000 pounds of documents and CDs, DVDs, whatever you want to call them, all kinds of ways, but it weighed 1,000 pounds. Now, the Mossad carried this out, and they got them out on 2 trucks. They headed those 2 trucks different ways, I think, into Azerbaijan. And when they got them there, they got them on into Israel. This is what Benjamin Netanyahu announced on April 30th. And then it was followed by President Trump taking the United States out of the Iranian deal. What I learned, and I'm not so sure this has been made public, but it was carried out with the help of Iranians. I wondered how in the world could they carry this out. Now, I'm not sure I've got this figure right, but my source, I think I heard them say, and you can miss things when Israelis are talking, I think he said 800 Iranians, and they got them out with their families to safety. It could not have been carried out with somebody on, except with somebody on the inside. So That is a marvelous thing that happened, and it could only have happened with the hand of God upon them. Israelis that I have talked to are saying that there was a series of miracles, and one of them was the Mossad getting out this information, and one of them was the United States backing out of the Iranian deal. Another one was the United States moving its embassy to Jerusalem. And another one was this. Perhaps you heard that for the first time ever, Iran had attacked Israel, fired a missile over into Israel. I understand that that was probably provoked so that Israel could respond. At exactly that time, I learned while I was here, Benjamin Netanyahu went to Moscow and had talks with Putin, in which Putin he told Putin that they were going to respond to what Iran had done, and Putin did not, told Iran and told others that he was not going to fire back at Israel. What happened between Putin and Netanyahu, I don't know. But Putin did not fire back when Israel did much damage. They went into Iran and literally destroyed, excuse me, they went into Syria and destroyed many Iranian military sites, Iranians, places that they had established themselves because they wanted to establish an Iranian presence. And it was amazing what they were able to wipe out after they had been attacked by Iran from Syria. This has come down to something one of my friends who prays about this and hears from God. God is using Israel to protect Israel. And so we're very thankful that he's doing this. And this involves the Lord directing the leaders of Israel, directing the leaders of the Mossad and others. So let us pray right now for the leaders of Israel, and then we're going to turn to the leaders of other countries. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we praise you and give you glory. There is none, no God, but our God. It is written that some trust in chariots and some is in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And though it seems you have used the hands of the forces of Israel, the IDF, we know, dear Father, that this little country could not exist, could not have been born anew except for you. We thank you, Lord, for protecting Benjamin Netanyahu. We thank you, Father, for protecting him from forces that were against him to take him out of a leadership position. For it seems to us, Lord, that your hand is upon him for leadership. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for all of those here in Israel. I know the military, the Secretary of Defense, and others have to make decisions. Right now, have to make decisions, and decisions have been made about that Gazan border. Father, in the name above all names, we thank you for protecting Israel. And we do right now what you told us to do. You told us not to give you, you said, who are the remembrancers. Your remembrancers, we remind you, Father, of those promises you've made about this land and that you are very well keeping. Oh, Lord, we do know that your word also says those strangers within their gates, if they will bless Israel and then they will honor Israel, that you will bless them. Father, in Gaza, it's such a terrible place. It's now the Hamas the terrorists are in control, and they are keeping their own people, the people that live in Gaza. They stop Israel's, and Israel is doing right now. Israel provides them power. Israel sends in food and help, and they fight against that. Father, in the name above all names, we know that that is satanically inspired. And in the name above all names, we do pray, Father, for light and for the manifestation and for you to reveal yourselves to those people who sit in such bondage. Father, in the name above all names, we would move to that northern border and to that in Syria. We do thank you, Father, that you have guided the leaders of the IDF, and we lift up those soldiers that are patrolling there. And we lift up all who, Father, along that northern border. We do praise you that what has been wiped out, the weapons caches that could have been, and Israel had the opportunity to do it. We thank you, Father, that you did it. We thank you that you directed it. And we praise you for it in the name above all names. We do praise you and thank you, dear Father, for our leaders in America and other places that you have given us. We are so glad now that our State Department has a head in Mike Pompeo, who is pro-Israel, in John Bolton, in Senator Brownback, others that you have moved into places of leadership and authority that were before held by those who were not totally for Israel, even against. And we thank you for it. We thank you, dear Father, and in the name above all names, we ask you to protect, to direct our president, our vice president. We thank you, Holy Father, that you, right now, when I pray for them over here when I wake up in the morning, it's while they're still asleep at night. And it's really been a blessing for me when I pray, first of all, for them when I get up in the morning here, because we're 8 hours ahead of Central Time. And I think about them still being asleep, and I pray that, like it says in Job 33, it says that God gives men dreams in the nighttime to keep them from going the wrong way. And so I do pray when I'm praying for our leaders, I do pray that God will give them dreams. It's especially thrilling to me to think that I'm praying while they're still asleep and that I'm praying early for our leaders. I am so thrilled that many of you are praying, first of all, for those that are in authority. And I am thrilled that you are taking your authority. We have people here from all across the United States and the other countries that I told you about, and they're saying to me, we're doing it. We're sitting in our seat in the mornings. We're taking authority. And some of them live very near where terror attacks have been and stopped. And I just want to thank you that you remember to do what the Word of God says, especially in that Millen's book, The Authority of the Believer. And then that little book, that little mini book that I put together so that you could see how to do it, we could see how to do it. One woman told me how many of those she has given away. We're thankful to God that the body of Christ is using its authority. And now we've prayed with our understanding. We've prayed for our leaders. I know you all are praying for us here on this trip, and we are so thankful. We are so safe. We are going to go north. I believe that's on the agenda for tomorrow. It's either tomorrow or the next day. I think it's for tomorrow. We are going to go to the Syrian border. We are going to go to the Lebanon border. If any of you have been with us at Mishkavan, where we look over to where the Hezbollah is, we believe we're here at the right time. We travel with Psalm 91 and under the blood, And of course, anybody who doesn't want to go can stay right here at this beautiful hotel and on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. But I think most of them will want to go. Every time we've mentioned anything to them, they want to go. And so we're going to pray for that our trip tomorrow right now. Father, in the name above all names, oh, Father, like my kids used to say, looky here, Mom. Look here, Lord, how many are on this call. They're on this call because they love Israel. Well, first of all, because they love you. And they love what you've said in your word about Israel. And Father, we just thank you that you've given us the opportunity to be witnesses right here in the fig tree, which is filled with tourists. I do not think anyone, it doesn't seem to me, has canceled a trip. There's so many people here. So many people from China. When we got on the boats this morning, the Jesus boat, when we got on the boat to go on the Sea of Galilee, our boat that we stepped onto at 10 minutes after 8, unloading from it was a group of Christians from China. Isn't that marvelous? Christians from China coming to the Holy Land, and God has brought them here from everywhere. Holy Father, tomorrow, I believe it's tomorrow, as I've looked at our itinerary that we're going to the borders, perhaps the next day, but I think it's tomorrow. Father, in the name above all names, we travel under Psalm 91. We travel under the shadow of Shaddai. We travel under the blood of the covenant. Father, help us to see. We've got some really wonderful prayers on this trip. We've got some intercessors that you've sent. And Father, I know they'll pick up things in their spirit, and people on this prayer call will pick up things in their spirit. And Father, tomorrow we just thank you that as we go on those buses up into those northern borders, Lord, that you are our protector. You are our director. We are traveling under the blood. We're singing it every day. And our spirits are free to go. We sense it in our hearts that it's absolutely safe to travel those roads. I do thank you for the prayer covering that the saints are providing. I do thank you that they hover over us praying in the Holy Ghost. And Father, now all together, from all across the U.S., from these other places, Lord, we're going to lift our voices in our heavenly language, and we're going to pray now. Please direct our prayers. Please, Father, take and give us the languages, the tongues that need to be prayed. And Berfronica. Lelitora makahasito. Lelitora mahashi. Andoro. Ivrasote pacalito, njado shenai, eno coblatito dangavre disco. Ele marotisco dange signatora. Ilivratoche pacalito nanio vratisco. En bervranico di njanto. Aparito sato. Ilivrato halabratisco dange di calocale calainda no. Caricalicalo, e palato singalaya nicadatorama, istionda fracali, lele lora, pafranico locali, istiando retali, pefranaca, istionda, istili, bevretisca. Istiona carani e le bacioni calaivra assodite le cali bevratosha istiono nakadi
Pefranuka Pafranike Ejeduta Parani Shetelato Shetelato Ivrani Egalanda Ronani Shora Meka Shora Makali Shonora Makali Evranico Lobrani Shetelato Vrandali Elebato Frandele Istiano Che Maraca Lisota Ijedara Ejinesha me Efratosha Pakari. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you, Holy Dove. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you, Savior, that we so do love. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you, Father God, most high of all, who hears us when we pray, who hears us when we call. How we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. How we thank you, Lord, for the responsibility that you have given us who care. We worship you. We praise you now. We give you glory, Lord. Ilava no how mighty, Lord, to lift our voices in one accord. It thrills us, Father. It's thrilling to know that together we can to your throne go and expect you to hear us when we call. O Lord, the greatest, most high of all, we worship you, we praise you now, and with our hearts we humbly bow. Ishano vrete sakori, bedonda vrace marani, perfrate frone kaladi, ishondeli bratashani. Ejete shito paraniko, angalito vresita. Glory to you, glory to you, glory to you, Lord and King. How we worship, how we praise you. O Sima, we gladly sing. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Spirit of the Lord. Father, we do thank you, and I pray blessing upon everyone who has come online today. I thank you that you gather them. I thank you that their hearts are together in unity, Father. We thank you and give you great glory. I invite you to be at noon prayer today. My daughter Brenda will be conducting that, and you know that she's so qualified to do so. There are some important announcements about things that are coming up that she'll make to you. One of them I want you to know is the next third Sunday, and I will be there. I will have just returned home, but the third Sunday in June, we're going to have a very special healing and miracle meeting out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we're going to have Alice Soyas. I'm not quite certain. I don't have her name right in front of me. But her testimony of healing, she's probably one of the sickest people you could imagine. And Jesus walked into her hospital room, and she received her healing. So I want to thank you for remembering Shelley and me. That will be third Sunday at 3. I've forgotten what the date is. I get home on the 15th, I think it is. And it's just the Sunday after that. So we will be going to the next call that I'll be making to you, if I can. Sometimes my itinerary won't allow me to do so. Today I had to leave the tour to be able to come back to the hotel and pray with you. Like I said, they're being baptized while I'm praying with you. And it's so nice because the pastor from Tanzania is doing the baptizing. It was interesting when our guide pointed out that the rift here, you know, and they've had lots of earthquakes here through the centuries. Much of the destruction that happened at Capernaum and other places happened as a result of earthquakes. And there are earthquakes that are prophesied in the end of days. We are along the longest rift in the world. It's the Syrio-African Rift. It begins, runs along the Jordan Valley, begins in Syria, and goes down to Tanzania. And so we have an African Tanzania pastor here, and he's baptizing people in that rift in the Jordan River. It's an amazing thing. And so I do love you, and I do appreciate you. Once again, I'm looking out my window across the Sea of Galilee. I wish you were here with me. There's a song they sing, and it's Kinneret. Gennesaret in the New Testament is the Greek of Kinneret. This lake is shaped like a kinnor, which is a harp. And so there's an old song, and it says, "Sing to me, Kinneret. Sing to me the old psalms, the old poems. Sing to me, Kinneret. Sing to me the Golan." And across the Kinneret here, as I'm looking out, I see the Golan Hills, which was Syria before the Six-Day War. Now think about it, folks. If, like the world, wanted Rabin and others to give up the Golan and the Golan Heights to Syria, now, rather than Iran being in Syria up on the border now, it would be right across here. They would be right across here from where I'm looking and where we're going to go. Tomorrow we're going to go up to the Golan. We're going to go up to the Syrian border and to the... But it would be on the Golan, the streets that we're going to go on, the hills that we're going to drive on. That would be Syrian territory. And so it would be a terrible situation. It would be worse than what it is in Gaza right now. So here's how that song goes. Shiri means sing to me, Kinneret. And the song literally says, like, we brought up our children in a house that was more than 100 years old. And we would say, if these walls could talk. So that's kind of like this song. Sing to me, Sea of Galilee. Sing what's happened on you. And, of course, today with our tour, we went all around the Sea of Galilee. And we went to places where Jesus had most of his, well, all of his 3 years of ministry and most of his miracles. So here's how that song goes, and I'll close with it. Shiri li, Kinneret shir mis lor yashon. Shiri li, Kinneret shir li hagolan. And so, from the Kinneret, this is Billy Brim saying, shalom, shalom, until next time. And next time, if I'm able to do it, it will be from Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, and thank you so much for joining.